nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka It's the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Can you tell Jesus how much you love Him? Can you tell the Son of God how much you love Him? Jesus. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can you feel His anointing in your spirit? Can you feel His anointing in your spirit? Jesus, thank you. The Lion and the Lamb, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All titles are yours. Redeemer, Savior, and Friend. Thank you. Thank you. Our Helper. Our Counselor. Our Guide. Our Everything. Thank you. Thank you. This life is yours. Precious, precious life is yours. All things are yours. And only of your own can we give back to you. Jesus, thank you. 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 If you see Him, you will know that there is no other. There is no one beside Him. If you see Him, they saw Him in the book of Revelation. They couldn't contain their eyesight. The elders, these were ancient beings of glory. These were people that have lived in glory all their life. When they saw the Lord, when they saw Jesus, when they saw Him as the Lamb that went forth for the salvation and the redemption of His own, they couldn't stand at sight. That was a new revelation. That was a new sight. They fell from their throne. They cast out their crown. When they behold the Lamb of God. When they behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the whole world. Abakata. Ekete. Imakata. Thank you, Jesus. Celebrate you. Celebrate you. Celebrate you. We celebrate you. Celebrate you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for all that you are. A kappa, a kipelekete, makada, le bekete. Abraham one day, that the same God you serve, he said, blessing are we blessing. In multiplying, I, Jehovah, will multiply you. I will be an enemy to your enemy. He said, and in your seed, in you, all the earth, all nations of the earth will be blessed. Again, we ask, is this your manner with men? With men. Have you met the Lord Jesus? Have you met him? One day the Lord appeared to me. I was in school. I still remember that sight so clear. He wore this Jerusalem sandal. He said, because I live. He said, because I live, you also will live. Friends, Jesus is not fairy tale. It's not a bedtime story. His life is reality. One encounter with him will change your days on earth and will change your eternal destiny forever. Just once. Just one touch. One touch from his divine presence. Just one. Come, let him once. He met him once. Can you just naked your heart in his presence? Just naked your heart. That's all he wants. That's all. Just naked your heart. And say, look upon me, my Father, my Savior, my Redeemer, and my friend. Your governor alone, you cannot be the friend of your governor. You can't be his friend. At the best, you can be his boy. But Jehovah called you his friend. He said, you are my friend. If you do all things I command you. Look at the power that we have. Look at the access that we have. Jesus, thank you. This is present. This is power. Come. In Jesus' name, our Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Thank you for this privilege, this awesome and high privilege of your presence. We say hallowed be your name in Jesus' name. Thank you for breaking forth upon us and breaking forth in our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you because we move to the next level in Jesus' name. On all sides, spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' name. Thank you for this meeting. Thank you for blessing us already. In Jesus' name, we pray. Please, can you put your hands together to the body, Lord, as you sit down. As you sit down. That clapping is not there. You didn't clap enough. You are clapping for your Maker. Praise the Lord. Once again, my name is David Abubakar, and it's my pleasure to be in your midst. I want to thank the leadership of NCCF for the invitation, and then I want to thank every one of you for you are all for a part of one body. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I'll be only speaking long. I'll speak very briefly. I'll just touch it. I'm talking to us on the anointing, understanding the anointing. Praise the Lord. And we have already started. We have already begun it. Yes, what we have just done, that worship in his presence, is a flow, is an outflow also of the anointing. Amen. The anointing is simple. It's divine enablement. Yes. It's divine enablement, divine ability. It is the anointing that makes us to draw near, makes us to relate with God, makes us to believe in God. You have faith already in Christ. These are all the tokens. These are the tokens of the anointings in our lives. Amen. Anytime God comes near to man, you know, when God relates, it's the anointing that makes it possible for man now to relate with God. How? After the fall. After the fall, man was separated from God. He drove him from the garden and all of those stories, you know. So anything that enables man now to relate with God, that is the anointing. Praise the Lord. So I'm just taking it from the lower layer, you know, that enables man to relate with God. That divine enablement that man now has. Now to even relate with God, even before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, even before he came. So all of them fall under the umbrella of the anointing, that divine enablement, you know, that divine ability that God gives us. We're able to respond to him, we're able to hear him. So the anointing is not just limited to work. Maybe the anointing come upon you and go and do something. The anointing is far, far bigger than that. In fact, the beginning stages of the anointing was not even like that. The beginning stage of the anointing, okay, thank you. You know, the beginning stage of the anointing that it enabled men to draw nigh unto God. Praise the Lord. All of us know that Abraham was anointed, a heavily anointed.
Even before the advent of the oil, you know, the anointing oil, you pour forth the anointing oil and all of those things. You know, that anointing, I just defined it to us. That enablement that enable man to now relate and communicate with God. So Abraham was a man that was heavenly anointed, and he saw the anointing in his life. You saw his walk with the Father that caught eternal covenant. You know, Abraham walks in realms and regions of faith that, you know, all our lifetime, most of us will not assess it. You know, it's that anointing that makes it possible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you are here today. Look at you are worshiping God from the depth of your heart. Those are tokens of the anointing. That is enablement from the Holy Spirit. So Abraham had a wonderful walk with God. He had God, he responded, I yielded to God, the anointing that makes it possible. You know, so those days God interacted with man, you know, directly, because those were the ones that were starting it. You know, those were the first people. Then God anointed them. So those anointing you later saw in the Bible, where they lay hands on people and the Holy Ghost will fall upon them, the anointing will fall upon them, the anointing precedes that operation. You know, those days, God, so when God draws near to man, you know, and God began communicating and relating to man, what is on God rubs up on that man. Praise the Lord. God himself is the anointed one. You know, so it rubs on that man, you know, and elevate the status of that man to a level, that's what we call consecration. Consecration is to lift you, to elevate you to the level of divinity, you know, consecration and sanctification. Elevate that person, you know, to the platform where he can relate to God. It's made possible by the anointing. So those are the early stages of the anointing. So when we begin to think of the anointing, it's not just the anointing to just do something, you know. Or to just begin to sing and people are falling down and all of those, you know, anointing, I said, is deeper than that, and it precedes that operation. You look at Noah, you know, even they come in the spirit, you saw later in the scripture, you saw that the spirit fell on this one. Even before that time, there was no record that any spirit fell on Abraham. There was nobody that anointed him with oil. But Abraham carried the anointing by virtue of his interaction with God. God appeared to him. That appearance to Abraham, you know, empowered him. That appearance empowered him, and that was the asset point that he carried out. And Abraham now responded to God. He said, leave all the Chaldeans and all of this. Look at when Abraham left. Imagine that story that happened. To see how heavily anointed that man was. Abraham was just joining, you know, somebody came and carried his wife. The moment he took his wife, God came. He was even afraid. But look at what was Abraham was carrying. Look at the presence that was upon him. You know, he took his wife. Nothing has been said. Instant, he said the wombs of all the women there were closed. None of them will ever give birth again. Then God now appeared to that man that you are a dead man. He said, this man is my prophet. He said, return the wife. All of you down, all of this. And then you now know what happened. He returned. He happened to Pharaoh. He happened to Abimelech. But instantly, look at what Abraham was carrying. Praise the Lord. You see, that was the anointing in the life of Abraham. So, on and on, you keep going. Then, when you now begin to have this issue of, I think the first man that even used oil, you know, then this is something about God. So, they began with God. Then, look at it, you know. When they began, then, you know, God now began teaching men on earth that this thing is transferable. It's a heritage you can pass on. Praise the Lord. And that one began in the, Jacob, all of them, on and on they go, you know, then when God brought them to Moses, you know, that was when the first anointing, you know, the sons of Aaron, say, anointed them, consecrate them, and sanctify them to minister unto me in the priest office. Then God began teaching them that this thing can be transferred through laying on hands and through some other means, through the pouring forth of oil. Those were the time that those operations began. But before that time, men were relating and interacting with the anointing, because God himself is the anointed one. So when you relate and interact with the anointed one, you carry his anointing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that was what happened. That's how Abraham carried it. Look at Noah. Build an ark. You see that interaction with Noah, you know, something came on him. Build me an ark. You know, I obeyed. You know, he had not seen me. He kept obeying on and on. Noah, you can keep, you know, listening. That's how those men kept walking. Then after some time, God started teaching men that this thing can be transferred to oil. You know, when you can anoint somebody and just transfer this dimension of operation, this dimension of life, you know, this spiritual reality can be also transferred. And look at it, let me now say it clear. So the anointing is a presence that you live. I will still come to explain it further. It's a presence that you leave. So when God now begins to teach them, they can transfer it through laying on hands or maybe through speaking words, you know, just like Jacob transferred his heritage and broke it into 12 and spread into his 12 sons. You know, the blessing was on Abraham, from Abraham to Isaac, one man, from one man to Jacob, one man. Then Jacob, through his word, you know, there was no laying on hand, he spoke. You know, he spoke to them and distributed them into 12. You know, into the 12, a patriarch. You know, that one was through words. Praise the Lord. So you can see the various medium that this thing can be communicated. You know, that was preceding the laying on hands and preceding oil. So he distributed into his 12 sons. He said, you, the Messiah, will come out of you. You are Judah. You know, the Lord giver will come. You, Shiloh. He began distributing it to his sons. Praise the Lord. So on and on and on and on. Then listen, when that word is spoken for, then that was the visible one, that which can be seen. Then the invisible comes upon them. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 16. So, trusting God, that you see that the anointing is not far off. Yes, after this brief session we have. Are we there? This was when Samuel went to the house of Jesse, and God wanted him to anoint David as king. You know, anoint David as king. Now, look at it. Verse 13, we won't have time to read everything. We know the story. So, what does verse 13 say? Okay. Verse 13, are we all there? Can we read it together? First Samuel. He said, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. What did he carry? You know, the visible horn of oil, right? That one is visible. He carried that visible oil. That was what everybody in that room saw. And he poured it on his head. Then what happened? And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. So when he poured the physical oil, then see, something came upon. That was the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. The Spirit of the Lord came upon. Nobody in that room saw it. This one is this is written by inspiration of the Holy Ghost. They just saw a poor oil and did those ceremonial something and left. But something came upon. Then look at Luke chapter 14. He quoted Isaiah 61, Luke 4:18. You know, I told her that the anointing is a presence that you live. Can you see? He said that when David was anointed, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. There was a presence that came upon David. Okay. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Please, can we read it together? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because what? He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. You see, when you see the anointing, you see what? What do you see? What preceded it? You see, he has anointed me. And that anointing is the Spirit of the Lord upon. So the anointing is just something, just say, okay, just come upon you, you do this and like that. No, the anointing is a presence that you leave. Praise the Lord. Yes, the anointing is a presence that you leave, you know. And that is the person of the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Remember when Jesus came out of that water, they say the Holy Ghost drove him into the wilderness and he was there 40 days tempted, and he returned in the power of the Spirit. He returned with the anointing to do the work of the Messiah, you know, to enter that office that had been prophesied in the Old Testament. You know, the Redeemer, he will save my people from their sin and all of those things. He returned in the power of the Spirit and entered and began operating from that office. But before then, he was not operating from that office, even though he was the one designated to carry it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the anointing is beyond bullet points. You know, a bullet point is a presence. So now, if you come to the New Testament. Now, look at John 1. So I want to just tie it somewhere here. Look at John chapter 1. I mean, John chapter 1 from verse 11 to 13. He came to his own, and his own received him not. The next one, up to 13. Okay, he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him. Please, can we echo that verse 12 together? He said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe in his name. What did he give them? What did he give them? That's the anointing. He said, look at what they received. They did not receive doctrine. They did not receive maybe one. He said they received him. They received they received the anointed one and his anointing into their life. He said, as many as received him, to them he gave power. And to the anointing, that divine enablement to function in any office. 2 years ago, last year was 2017. As 2016, Akiti was not our governor, right? Right? Because he has not been given the authority to operate in the office of the governor. So when he did the politics, he won the election, and they gave him certificate of return. They swore him in, everything. Then he now got that authority. Anywhere he goes, he's the governor. That's a clear description of what the anointing does. That's divine enablement to function in any capacity, any area that God has called us. He said he gave them power to become sons of God. Right? Now, look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Trusting God to simplify this as much as possible so that we don't run from pillar to post looking for the anointing. The anointing. Acts 1, 8. He said, you shall receive what? Power. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Okay. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit is come upon you. So when you receive the Holy Ghost, what do you receive? Can you see what you receive? That's the anointing. So there is nothing stopping you. There is nothing stopping us. There is no limitation here. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes on you. You shall be witnesses. You know, with that word witness is so powerful. You know, you will say the things I say and do the things that I do. You shall be witnesses. You shall demonstrate me. So everything that Jesus has spoken, everything the word that God has spoken concerning us, say to us, spoken about his sons and everything, we will be able to walk and demonstrate in the fullness of it. You shall be witnesses. You see, this thing shall be seen in your life. You see, so when you receive Jesus, you say, as meant that when you got born again, you receive, you say, you receive him, you receive power. Then you receive the Holy Ghost again, you say, you receive what? Power. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, you've seen that too. Look at Luke 10. From 18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. The next verse. Okay, he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He said, behold, I give you what? We are not echoing it. Are we not together? He said, behold, I give you what? I give you power to trample on snakes, serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You can see two flow of power. There's one power he gives us to become sons of God. That power to relate and interact with divine things, to relate with God, to draw near. You know, I told you, you do it in anointing, you do it in divine enablement. You know, sometimes you want to pray. You know, sometimes you want to do the things of the Spirit. Sometimes you want to lay hold on God. He said, I give you power so that you can become sons of God. That's one flow of power. Then there's another flow, outlet of power. He said, to trample on snakes and scorpions. Can you see what the anointing does? Can you see what it does? So, not two anointing is the same thing. So, and I want to speak to us now. At least on certain background. You see, no two fingerprints is the same thing. There are not two voices that are the same. And there are never two faces that are alike. Praise the Lord. And so that's how it's the anointing. Every one of us. And don't forget the beginning stage of the anointing, that when God drew near to Abraham, drew near to this man. Now, Jesus, God does not just draw near. And Jesus now came down to earth. And the day Jesus hit the earth, all of us that received him, that believed in, all of us are anointed. All of us are enabled and empowered. Have you read First? Okay, before I come back to this analogy, I want to give about. Look at First John, chapter 2. So what said? That's what Satan does. He closes your eyes to what you have, then he can rob you. He said the devil. They say that he comes to do what? What does he come to do? John 10:10. What does he come to do? Does anybody go to an empty house and steal? He steals because there is something inside, and he is able to steal it because once you don't understand it, to relate with it and to use it. He said, when the parable of the sower, he said, they did not understand the word that was sown. He said, then the enemy come to steal. He can never steal it while that word is active. While that spiritual gift, that understanding is put to use, Satan does not have access to it. He can only see what is hidden under the pillow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 and 20. Verse 20, 1 John 2, 20, and then go to 27. I'll still read one other scripture. Then I will. 1 John 2, 20. What does it say? You have an unction from the Holy One. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. What about verse 27? He said, the anointing which you have received from him remains in you, and you do not need that anyone. What? Where is this anointing? Where is it? Where is the anointing? Can you see it inside, right? You know, also familiar with the anointing that comes upon, you know, when it comes upon, you become lion-like like Samson. Praise the Lord. You know, you can put those into anywhere. He said, but there's an anointing that comes within. He said, okay, let's read it again. You have an anointing from the which you have received from him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you. As the same anointing teaches you concerning all things. What does this anointing do? What does it do? As this anointing teaches you, I want to show the break. Why a lot of people don't operate in the anointing? He said, as the same anointing teaches you all things, and it's truth, true, and it's not a lie. Just as it has taught you, even so you are going to abide in him, and even so you are going to abide in the anointing, and even so you are going to see the anointing function and operate. We have different offices, we have different calling. Even two music ministers, the anointing is not the same, because your anointing is measured, it's adapted to you. Even the Elisha that received from Elijah, the anointing that was on Elijah, it was not the same operation. Was it the same operation? It was fitted to Elijah. He took the spirit that was upon Elijah, put it on upon Elisha. But the outflow, the face of the anointing differs, but it's the same anointing. The anointing has a face, it has a walk. It has a face, it has an expression. You know, so your expression, the Bible says the manifestation of the spirit is given to everybody. You know, everybody, the manifestation of the spirit. So you have to know your own. You have to be taught. You have to be tutored in the anointing. And the one that has a priority of teaching you and tutoring you is the Holy Spirit. If there is no relationship with the Holy Spirit, how are you going to perfect it? David did not just appear from the blue and take the head of Goliath. You see, when that he said they anointed him and the spirit of God came upon him, then when he stepped out into the field, that spirit began teaching him. How he began doing, you know, if you do assignment before you write test, he started giving him assignment. The bear will come. What if David has run away from the bear? He will have run away from his destiny. Nobody has seen. Nobody saw that. He said the bear came. Only David, in the midst of forgotten somewhere, with bear, lions came. You know, see that anointing. You know, started tutoring him. He began running up after them. Began running after those things. On and on. What about Joseph? Joseph had that gift to interpret dreams. You know, so like that, you see how the anointing flow. So I don't want us to have a conditional mind about the anointing. You just have an image about the anointing. You know, that's why they say there are diversity of operation. But all of the operation are coming on the heels of the anointing. Diversity of operation. Operation, diversity, it is diverse. You know, God is your multifaceted on God. You know, so when he came on Joseph, the same anointing. So when he came on Joseph, he began interpreting dreams. You know, he did it for those people there. There was a test run. Those people in the prison house. He began having those dreams in his father's house. Began speaking about. He was vocal about it in the prison yard. He was vocal about it. He was exercising and putting it to use. Then he now stood before Pharaoh. If all of those processes would have been aborted, that's how his destiny would have been aborted. All of those processes. You see why we don't work? It's not as if we are not anointed. It's not as if that the anointing, the day you receive Christ, you receive him with the anointing. Because Christ is the anointed one. So when you receive Christ, you receive the anointed one with, and his what? And his anointing. That's why I say the anointing which you have received remains in you. As long as Jesus is there, the anointing is there. You know, then the anointing will begin to bestir you. Praise the Lord. You know, when Samson, the anointing came on Samson too, he shall be a Nazarene from his birth. He should not eat this and that. The parents obeyed, and Samson too carried the anointing. Then the anointing began stirring him. It will stir you. You don't need to worry yourself. You are giving themselves migraine because of purpose. What is my purpose on earth? I want to know my purpose. It will bestir you. When the anointing comes, it will start bestirring you, you know. It will start moving you. Because God did not ask you to move on your own. In fact, in the spirit realm, you are being carried. You don't move with your feet. Someone has carried you. That's why I say, I bear you on eagle's wing out of Egypt. Because God carries them, you know. So you are not an orphan. You are not just trying to forge out your life on the no. You see, your life, your destiny, your purpose, if we don't enter, it is 100% our fault. Because everything that the Holy Ghost will do will steer you in that direction. You know? All your understanding, your friends, the friends that comes into your life, the place, the steps of a good man is ordered by God. You see, that's why I say the anointing has a face. That's an expression. You know, and the faces of the anointing differ. The same anointing, the same spirit, the same anointing, but it had different operation. You know, even music, music and ministers, you can see it differs, you know. The face of the anointing differs. I say it is measured and cut out and adapted to you. To you. Praise the Lord. Then the anointing also has a work. It has a path. You must follow that path. That pathway is the reason why so many of us don't see and operate and manifest the anointing. Even the anointing that came on Christ. You know, when the Holy Ghost came upon him, you know, that's, you know, the anointing came now, you start singing now, it was an album, the album goes everywhere, all over the world, and all of those things, you know, that's the most common image of the anointing we have. Come on, you sing a song, God takes a good and fine, beautiful part of it, it's a demonstration of the anointing. But when the Spirit came upon him, when the anointing came upon him, the heavens opened, and Jesus was anointed for his office. What was the first thing they did? They took it. What did the anointing do? You know, that first John, he said, even the anointing, he said, to teach you. See, even as he teaches you, is that way you will abide in him. When the anointing came on Jesus, he carried him and took him into the wilderness. Jesus did not survive the wilderness by anointing. Jesus survived the wilderness by his walk on earth. You know, by heeding and responding to all the things he had been taught for 30 years. You know, that was a practical ground for it. All the things he had learned. I hope you know that Jesus, the Bible says Jesus learned obedience, right? He learned obedience by what? By the things he suffered. A lot of things was hitting him. He was yielding. A lot of things were hitting. Those were preparatory that he was just yielding. He was suffering, though. He was just yielding and all of those things. When he went there, hunger for 40 days, no food, no water. And Jesus, he survived. A lot of people, they never rose up from there. When is their hour of glorification? Hour of beauty, the strength is not there. But Jesus, by walk, W-A-L-K, by walking with the anointing. So before that visible one, you know, I told the moment you receive Christ, you are anointed. So before that public demonstration announcement of the anointing, the anointing start bestirring you, start walking with you. He start teaching you, he start tutoring you. The Bible says, the hair, as long as he remains a child, he's under tutors and governors. Praise the Lord. That's Galatians 4. He's under tutors. He's been trained, you know. Trained to handle the anointing. Well, some men that could not handle the anointing. But when the anointing came on Jesus, he saw Jesus could handle it. So when they took him to the wilderness, he was there for 40 days, he handled the anointing. Command this stone to become bread. All of those things, you see, Jesus survived it. You saw the anointing came on Samson. God gave it to him, but he could not handle it. He could not operate it. He could not. Even Saul, King Saul. King Saul was anointed. Anointed as much as David was anointed. But you see, he could not carry the anointing. Because the anointing has a word. It will regulate your life. He couldn't follow that order. Go and fight with the Amalekite. Destroy them, you know, like that. The anointing was tutoring him. You know, he wants to demonstrate the strength of the anointing, but does not want to follow the tutelage of the anointing. Even when David saw the life of David, he saw all the things, all his affliction and all his pains and everything. David yielded to submit and to stay under the anointing. Praise the Lord. He stayed under the anointing. That's why when he was telling Solomon, he said, obey God, keep his status, his commandment, his laws, his decree, and all of the things he teaches, his judgments. He said, if you keep it, you will live long on the throne. And God appeared to Solomon, he told him the same thing. This thing, I've anointed you, I'll make you the king, higher than the kings of the earth. But he could not carry the anointing. That's why I say the anointing is a presence that you live. It's not just about, okay, coming and demonstrating and doing mighty works. It's part of the anointing. But the greater leg of the anointing is the one, is the presence. It's a presence that you live. when you communicate and relate and interact with the anointing on a daily basis. All of those of us that are familiar with the Bible, you saw when the anointing came on Ezekiel one day and he told him to lie down one side, right? Right, for so many days, right? And that they came, he said that Israel have proclaimed themselves and all of those things, that he should go and fry his food with human dung. That is also the anointing. Praise the Lord. What they ask for, they told me, is understanding the anointing. That's why I laid the ground. He said, fight with human dung. He began crying. You know that I cannot do. Okay, God said, go and use cow dung. And all of those things. That's also the anointing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21. First or second now. You are wonderfully, powerfully anointed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You. Does God exist? Does God exist? Have you physically seen Him? You have not seen God, but you know that it exists. And the same way you have not seen the anointing in your life, but the anointing is there. That's the good news I've come to tell you. Praise the Lord. Are we in is it second 1:21 now? Is it first? No, second. 2 Corinthians 1:21. He said, for He who establishes us with you in Christ and has what? And has anointed us is who? Is God. What's the next verse? Who has also given who? Who has also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit. Where? In our hearts. So when you see the anointing, you see the Spirit. You see the Holy Spirit. So anointing is not one independent something that God gives you, just like Samson. One independent something you can be using it and all of those things. When God gives you the anointing, then you go. That's why I say when they poured that oil, the Holy Spirit came upon you. Say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me. When the anointing came, the Spirit came upon. You know, the Spirit within and the Spirit upon. You know, that's why I say the anointing is a presence that you live. It's a presence that you live. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see in this scripture? Now go to Romans. Romans 12 from 15. No, Romans 12 from 5. From 4. Romans chapter 12 verse 4. For we have many members in one body. Okay. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Please, can we say the last verse together? All members have not the same office. Alright, continue. Have not the same office. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given unto us. That gives us the anointing. That's the divine enablement. That's simplified. Given to us, whether prophecy, let us wait on our prophecy, according to the proportion of faith. Can you see? Continue. This is where I want to come to, but continue. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teaches on our teaching. Or he that exhorts on exhortation. He that gives, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. Maybe political office, government administrator like Daniel. He that rule with diligence. He that shows mercy with cheerfulness. No, look at it. Look at the divine enablement. There is something attached to it. The one that rules should rule with what? Can you see diligence? That one is not part of the anointing. That one, those are discipline you acquire on the way. You know, that helps you to enable you to operate the anointing. He said, he that rules with diligence. He said, he that gives with cheerfulness. He that teaches on our teaching, you know, that's practice. You can't say you have a teaching anointing, you are not talking to anybody, there are no people you are imparting, you are speaking. As you keep speaking, as you keep tutoring, you are teaching a group of young boys, maybe this locality, this is some young boys around this area, you just gather them, you are teaching them, you are teaching them, the teaching anointing begins to grow. That's how it grows. You know, like that, you go to one place, you corner some boys, one or two friends, you are teaching them, you are that the teaching anointing begins to grow. Amen. That's why I say on our teaching, that's use. The other one I say that rules with diligence. He that teach on our teaching, he that prophesy on our prophesying by reason of you. He said they that have their senses exercised by reason of you to dissemble good and evil. Those ones are giving stronger manifestation of the anointing and of the Spirit and of His presence. Praise the Lord. Now, Look at that verse that I wanted to talk to us about. Verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use it, let us use it, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. He said, in the measure of our faith. Before that thing came upon Jesus that day from that waters of Jordan. Hope you know Jesus had lived on the earth 30 years without sin. 30 years. Cried left, right, and center. They say in the days of his flesh, he had cried all of those things, you know. He had done, had had those massive work of faith. Praise the Lord. So when the anointing came upon you, operate the anointing in the proportion of your faith. So you can see you must walk on your faith, you must develop yourself. You must build your faith. You must interact with the Holy Ghost. So that's why when he comes, the anointing teaches you. It's a faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The Holy Ghost will begin to instruct, will begin to teach you. You know, your faith begins to grow. Abraham's faith grew. You know, he like that, he begin to teach you. That's the same thing that you saw in the life of David. David was growing. He didn't just go appear and cut off the head of Goliath. He began from somewhere. The other example they did not tell us where he was applying those things. He was not sure, he was training, tutoring him. That one is not the anointing. That one is the proportion of your faith, the measure of your faith. So the anointing can be there, it cannot do much. You know, as if it's there, it's there. It's in full capacity. It's there. God does not give the spirit by measure. That's what the Bible says. So the what you have seen, what you have operated, is the extent to which you have been tutored and trained, the extent to which you have yielded to the tutelage and the teaching of the Holy Spirit. That's the dimension and the manifestation that you have seen. Praise the Lord. So the Spirit does not come and come in part. It's a small Holy Ghost that came to this meeting just to heal maybe malaria, and it's those big ones, maybe like cancer, the dead. A higher anointing has to come. The anointing is there, but it moves on the frequency of our faith. Faith. Praise the Lord. So that's why I say Jesus survived all of those things. It was his character, faith. That he did not sin, it was not the anointing. It was the character. He learned obedience by the things he suffered. And if you begin to look at the lives of Jesus, the things he appropriated, he laid hands on were not the anointing that gave him. Yes. Not the anointing upon, let me put it that way. But the anointing within, the one that tutored him, that characterized him. You know, those ones that he run away from sin, run away from temptation, he grew, he developed his faith. All of those things, that anointing, he said the anointing that you have that is within you, that will teach you. He said when the Holy Ghost comes, he's going to come in the office of the Spirit of Truth. He said when he comes, he will lead you into all truth. That's one of our biggest scriptures in the Bible. The Bible says, you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. Then God said, the Holy Ghost I'm going to come. It could be a spirit of judgment. It could be a spirit of supplication. It could be a spirit of divorce. He said, he's coming in one office. Again and again, when Jesus was going, he kept repeating it. I'm going to send the Spirit of Truth. He's going to come in the capacity of truth to unveil truth in your spirit, man. You know, and as you begin to yield and respond to that truth, you know, he said you begin to have liberty to walk in the fullness of God. That's why I say he shall set you free, not just from bondage. You have the liberty to begin to operate divine things. You can begin to handle things that some people like Paul handled. You begin to have the liberty in the spirit to use certain things, amen, that are not for babies that are using milk, but those that can take strong meat. You know, so he said when he comes, he said he will lead you into all truth. He will open all the chambers that are in God. Then you now begin to walk in those chambers. That's what the anointing does. Prosperity, divine health, influence, power, you know, growth. You know, you have a vision. And see it grow and cover the air like the waters cover the sea. You know, all of those two, how to operate, how to handle them, how to operate them. That's a mechanism. I say God interacted with men directly and anointed them by him relating with them directly. After them, he started teaching them that this thing has a mechanism. It can be transferred. It can be translated. You know, it can be passed on to sons, passed on to generations. He began teaching them. The Holy Ghost will take you to walk in places in the spirit realm where certain truths you now begin to know how to translate and apply to your life and begin to see the result that is intended by God. That's why they say the spirit of truth. That's the one that came. Truth. Truth. It will begin to unveil truth in your spirit, man. It will begin to you. Maybe do you that talk anyhow? It starts regulating the way you talk.
Talk.
Say, go and apologize. I started with me. He said, go and I'm very sorry the way I spoke to you. If everywhere you become a minister of apology, because you cannot hold your tongue. Brother, I'm so sorry. And you know, any small thing, anger, you know. So what I say, so very angry then. Anger, you know, any small, if your job is doing one small thing about football, what should bring anger inside football? And so and this anger before you know. That's how your job begin to apologize. I'm sorry for this thing. I'm sorry. And you know, all of you know, like that. That's how he taught me. Amen. And must I always apologize? Sister, I'm so sorry. Brother, I'm so sorry. You know, this time, you know, he begin to tutor you. You know, it's a beautiful process. When it comes, you know, words, it begins to regulate your tongue. Because that's first and foremost, and one of the most significant. He regulates your tongue. You know, it begins to regulate your heart and regulate your word. Regulate your word. Regulate your word. Regulate your word. That's the anointing. What did I say? I said that is what? The anointing. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not when people are falling that, you know, you'll be so happy that the anointing is here. When the anointing, first of all, it comes and make a resident inside. It tabernacles inside. And it now begins to cleanse and work with you inside because the greater work is inside. The outer one is so small. It does not take much, you know. You can just say, be healed in Jesus' name. Impotency will disappear. Cancer, HIV, all of those things will go just by that word. You know, but the greater work is inside, you know, to regulate this tongue. Like that, begin to talk, begin to change the way you talk. You become a man of peace. You know, anytime you speak, you impart life. You know, anytime you speak, you release life because your tongue has been tutored and trained by the Spirit. You know why? In those places, he's draining out your own words. Then you can now start speaking his word. I met someone, he said, look, you told me this thing. I can't remember telling him anything. He said, you told me so something, and I saw a massive change and breakthrough in my life. Because your own words have been taken out, and then he has given you his word. How many of you remember Samuel? That no word that came out of Samuel fell to the ground. If he was the one that speak anyhow, God will run away from him. Samuel had been tutored and trained. His own words have been taken out. So the only thing he has capacity to speak is the word of God. The same thing, all those 30 years of Jesus walking the earth, they tutored and trained his word. He had no capacity to speak than to speak God's word. Anytime Jesus opened his mouth, he just started speaking God's word. When they were insulting and abusing, he said, I have so many things to tell, to speak about you. But because he that has sent me is true, and I speak to the word, those things that I have heard from him, I don't have the capacity to speak my own word. You hope you know it takes strength to speak. Takes strength to insult. Can't you see anytime you see the energy that boils inside? Amen. That's strength. You see, when you are those that you want to talk, you see, someone is just standing here, you are swollen. You are talking as if somebody from the market to be hearing you. That's strength. But it is weakness in the spirit realm. Praise the Lord. Yes, they will tell that, yes, you are a man. Yes, you are a daughter of your mother. They will begin to hail you, you know. Fire, you know, fire for fire, be fire and fury, you know. Fire for fire. So, can you see? But in the spirit realm, you are so weak. But when they are rushing on you, talking, you have no strength to speak. To you are saying, look at this weak person. You are too weak. But in the spirit realm, they have seen a man and a woman of stature. A woman of strength, and when he utters that one word, God will make sure that word does not fall to the ground. That's why, you know, I told the anointing as a path. That's the path I'm showing us. And that's why so many people don't succeed, don't make it. How many times have you had messages? Or have they spoken that something is pricking your heart? After some times it dies off. You know what has happened? The enemy has stolen it away. You are so, you know, like that. Remember those days you listen to messages like this, tears are just coming down, you know. We just be crazy. Remember those days I was called, just listening to messages like this, you know, like that, tears are just coming down and the word of God is coming forth. You know, you just go and start wrestling with that word, you know. You start engaging that word to break forth in your life and all those things. But if you don't, you know, interact and engage those things, it will be stolen away. The evil one will steal it, you know. And as he's stealing it, he's taking something away from, you know, our lives. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll soon start praying. So that is it. So I've established something, the anointing within and the anointing upon. And I say it goes in a proportion of what? Of faith. So even if the whole Holy Ghost is in the whole world, you know, let God package all the Holy Ghost in heaven and the Holy Ghost on the whole earth and put it on your head. and the faith to carry it is not there, or to even operate, is not. You see a madman come, you run away. How will you be able to see that, to tell him that what is in you, legion, come out of him? In fact, you see the bad man, fear has overtaken you, you run away. Praise the Lord. So when you build your faith, you push out fear. And then faith becomes dominant in our lives. And then we begin to operate the anointing under faith. It's in a major proportion of faith. The anointing has a part. It has a work. And this is the reason why so many of us don't operate the anointing. Because all of us are anointing. When Jesus visited the earth, and when he went back, he did not go back with his anointing. When the anointed one came, he came here with his anointing. And the fullness of it is still here. Praise the Lord. So once you come into Christ, this is what you come into. Even from day one. Day one. Praise the Lord. Can you stand up? Let's begin to pray. Can you begin to pray? Can you begin to appreciate him? Understanding the anointing. Understanding the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, pray, just open up your heart. If you want to sing a song, you sing a song. You know, just an expression from your heart to God. I told you that interaction that man had with God, they got anointed. Abraham got anointed, just interacting with God. That interaction, God spoke to him. You know, God spoke to Abraham, and Abraham carried the anointing. Don't forget, I said Jacob spoke to his 12 sons and distributed that inheritance among them. Thank you. One of the medium we contract the anointing is words. 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 It's a medium of contracting the anointing. And that was even the first medium. Abraham, Noah. That was the first medium. We have the laying on of hands. We have a transfer through the laying on of hands. We have the anointing with oil. Through the interaction of words. Words is a medium of communicating and transferring the anointing. Contracting the anointing. Rather. And open up your heart. Let there be a divine flow. From your heart unto God. And from the heart of the Father unto your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, faith. You know, the anointing has so many names. One of the names of the anointing is help. 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 The Holy Ghost is here to help us. He said, the anointing is a helper. The anointing is a helper. He's a helper. He will help you. It will help you to come into the anointing. To learn the anointing and to pray the anointing. It has so many names. Can you begin to relate? On that ground, help! 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 Say, my name is help. My name is help. My name is help. I am the helper. I will help you. He said, fear not. You want Jacob. I will help you. He said, you want Jacob. I will help you. So your maker is your husband. He said, I will help you. I will help you. I will help you. Let me have activation. Let there be an activation in the spirit. Let there be an activation in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Mekata. Lebekete. Makakalapo. Melekete. In the name of Jesus. Mekata. Intata. Ebekete. Makata. Ekata. Ebekete. Ete. Make it. In the name of Jesus, make it. Let me make it. Malakata. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Carry your Bible. I want to show you one scripture you are going to be praying with even after you leave here. It will help you so much to activate the anointing and to walk in it. I have shown us about faith, the proportion, the measure of faith. That's the how far, that's the strength to which you can relate. Relate with the anointing, relate with the anointing, and then relate in the anointing and operate in the anointing. Look at Philemon 1:6. What does it say? It says that the sharing, Philemon 1:6, that the sharing of your faith may become effective. The word effective means getting the desired result. It's different from efficiency. Even something is effective, it's result oriented, it goes to the, it hits the target on the head. He said your faith becomes operative, begin to produce result. How? He said what? How did he do it? He said by what? He said by acknowledging every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. The anointing that you don't acknowledge cannot work for you. That's one remarkable things in the life of David. David was always conscious of the anointing. He said, I will not kill Saul. For he is the anointed of the Lord. He had a reverence for the anointing. Some of us don't even care. You know, just go like, no. Can see David reverence for that. Not the anointing on his own life, oh. The anointing on the head of Saul. Saul that was trying to kill him. He said, I will not lift my hand to destroy the Lord's anointed. It was the anointing. It's the anointing. When his soldier said, let's go and kill him. He said, do not touch the anointed of the Lord. He said, he is the anointed of the Lord. Two times he made that statement. The third time, when one man came to give him the good news that Saul is dead, he said, how did Saul die? He said, Saul fell on his own sword. He still had his life in him. And he asked him to kill him because the enemy was coming. He was to help Saul. David said, how come you lifted up your hand against the anointed of the Lord? How come were you not afraid of the anointing? David asked one of his young men to kill him. To kill him. Then you see, you should not see David, the life of David. You know, he was conscious of the anointing. One day he said that when he had problem with his generals, some of his top generals, you know, when they were giving so much trouble, he said, I am this day weak, even though anointed king. You know, then when Saul died, he said, how come Saul died in the battlefield as though he has not been anointed with oil? That's what David said. He said, as though he, please call up 2 Samuel chapter 1. Please let me just show us. You know, I need you to take this in home. 2 Samuel chapter 1. He said, as though he has not been anointed. How come he fell in the battlefield when the anointing upon? That 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 20. 20, not 20 something. No, not First Samuel. Sorry, Second Samuel. Second Samuel, chapter 1. The beauty of Israel. Yes. Please let me fast. The beauty of Israel is slain upon the high places. How are the mighty falling? Verse 20. How are the mighty? He said, ye mountains of Gibeon. Okay, tell it not in Gath, publish it not in the streets of Ashkelon. Let the daughters of the Philistine rejoice. Let the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. The next verse. Ye mountains of Gibeon, let there be no dew. Can you see there be reverence for the anointing? This was the man that was after his life. Let there be no dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor fuse of offering. For there the shields of the mighty is vilely, you know. Vile is vilely, you know. Is vilely cast away, the shield of Saul, as though he had not been anointed with oil. Can you see? No, can you see David and the anointing? Can you see why the anointing worked in his life? He said, I am this day anointed. He said, I am this day weak. He said, though anointed king. Then look at 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 23. Look at how David ended his talk on it. David was always living in the consciousness of the anointing. So how would it work? It will work. And that's the faith I keep talking about, the proportion of faith. David was a man of faith. He said, now this be the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said, and the man who was raised up on high. He said, the anointed of the God of Jacob and the sweet psalmist of Israel. Can you see how David addressed himself? He said, the anointed of the God of Jacob. You saw it. He said your faith becomes effective as you acknowledge the good things that are in you. Somebody said, I had a dream that God, they pour oil, I had this healing anointing. You begin to acknowledge it. You begin to boldly speak about it. I am anointed of the Lord, I have this healing anointing. Let me pray for you. You pray for one person, no healing. You pray for the second person. You are going to 100. Amen. You pray for 50, no healing, you go to 51. You pray for 51, you go to 52. That's that faith. Faith that is resilience. Faith that there's no retreat, no surrender. That's how it works. That's how it works. So can you begin to activate the things that are in you? He says, as though he has not been anointed. How? As the master, he has not been anointed with oil. Who cannot take David's life? When David is going to the battle, he's conscious of the oil on his head, the anointing that came upon. Can you begin to stare? 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 Can you begin to stir it up in the name of Jesus? Can you begin to stir? Have you told yourself that I can never be poor? And we have favor. One man has said there's a casting up. To me and my household, there is a lifting up. There is a lifting up. There is a lifting up. I shall not die, but live to declare the goodness of God in the land of the living. Have you bestirred yourself in the anointing? In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, can you lift up your two hands? No time to pray for you individually or call one or two cases. I just pray this corporate prayer. I told you 1 million, the first million was transferred, that the anointing was transferred. I told you it's two words. What predated oil. The first man to use oil, I told you, was Moses when he anointed the sons of Aaron. And the first mention of even oil in the Bible was in Genesis 28:41. You know, when Jacob gathered stones and anointed those stones, he didn't know the name or what he was even doing. It was later God told him the name. He said, I'm the God of Bethel. When you anointed those stones, Jacob only poured oil on stone. The Bible says he poured oil. That was the first reference of pouring oil in the Bible. He just poured oil on the stones. God said, it was an anointing. The first medium is one. I want to pray for you. Can you just lift up your two hands? Lift up your two hands. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Our Father, we thank you. Thank you for your spirit is here. Your spirit gave us the enablement for the things that have been done. Thank you for the work that you have worked in us. And thank you for that which you have imparted into our spirit. As you step out of this forum, we begin to walk in the manifestation of it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. As you move forward from today, after now you begin to operate in the anointing. Amen. The anointing will begin to bestir you stronger than the way that bestirred you before in Jesus' name. Amen. Even that the anointing stir you, begin to yield to the anointing. Amen. receive the strength to yield to the anointing in the name of Jesus. To yield and to respond to the anointed one, that you may carry his anointing and begin to bring it forth and bless me with it in Jesus' name. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. How he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. After today, the anointing upon you will break forth in the name of Jesus. It will bring changes in your family in Jesus' name. Ancient foundations will be destroyed and be replaced with new foundations of light in the name of Jesus. When you faltered in obedience, by the anointing that is within, you will begin to obey in Jesus' name. You will begin to respond to truth in the name of Jesus. And as you pray forth in the truth and the anointed one pray forth in you, in your life and in your calling in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Father. I declare liberty in the spirit. Liberty to operate in the spirit. To walk in places you have not walked before. In the name of Jesus. After today, you begin to lay hold on light. You begin to lay hold on God. I bring transformation in your prayer life in Jesus' name. After today, your appetite for the word of God changes. I receive fire in Jesus' name. Devotion of fire. In the name of Jesus. You will grow in faith. You will grow from faith to faith. Every limitation, every hindrance, I remove it in Jesus' name. Every inner defeat. Every hidden defeat, inner defeat you have struggled with before, receive strength to overcome all in the name of Jesus. Overcome loss today in Jesus' name. Overcome prayerlessness in Jesus' name. Overcome lack of fire in your devotional life in Jesus' name. Oh, this is the grace to begin to overcome fear. And begin to operate in faith. Begin to interact with faith. From faith to faith. Your life is secure. Your destiny is secure. As he lives, even so you will live in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I pray for the leadership of NCCF. I pray for new strength. I pray for new grace. I pray for myself. A new sight in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. I strengthen your arms. That my appropriate more in the spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Receive new favor. New unction. Don't function in grace. New liberty in the spirit in Jesus' name. None of you will die young. None of you will die young. In the name of Jesus. All the projects that you have, your building project, all the finances you need for everything that you need, begin to receive them in Jesus' name. From the four corners of the earth, I call for resources. By the anointing of the Holy One, I call for resources. I call for strength into NCCF in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I pray for your home, for your home. Some of you, I banish the spirit of death out of your home. Amen. Some of you have seen it clearly. The spirit of death is upon your family. You know, upon your family. But we banish it in Jesus' name. Amen. Your family will live long. Amen. We banish death out of their coast. Amen. It's a death where it does sting. Death has been defeated. And so concerning your family, death is defeated in Jesus' name. Amen. I bring prosperity to your home. In the name of Jesus, your guardian, your parents will prosper. They will prosper because Jehovah will prosper them. Thank you, our Father. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. God bless you.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
give tonight. You put a nation on your heart.